not every terrorist, and not every Muslim is a terrorist, but except for Timothy McVeigh, every terrorist has been a Muslim.
Terrorism goes back since time immemorial, as defined, as I've defined it, or as even the 1997 convention defines it. We have examples in Britain. I grew up as a child in London when my mother wouldn't allow me to go shopping in the centre of town because a group known as the Irish Republican Army, the IRA, who happened to be Catholics, were bombing the centre of London. Those were terrorist acts. We know that in the 1940s in Palestine and what is now Israel, Jewish groups used terrorist methods to instill fear in a local population and against the British.
Well, it's absurd to think that only Muslim people can be terrorists. Terrorism is not gender, it is not nationality, it is surely not religion. There are Christians who commit terrorist acts, there are Hindus who commit terrorist acts. There are Jews who commit terrorist acts. Terrorism, again, it has its definition has nothing to do with those kinds of things.
And I don't even see that Muslims are the main perpetrators if we look at the world. Hindus are doing an enormous amount of terrorists, for instance. And in Europe, we had all kinds of political groups who strongly influenced the politics of the country through their violent acts.
In every ideology, there are fanatics who go beyond the limits set out for them. There are Hindu fanatics, Christian fanatics, Jewish fanatics, and Muslim fanatics.
No one could blame the founding fathers of the United States of America for fighting and resisting for the sake of freedom. Nor could one blame the French resistance for fighting and resisting the Nazis.
Very often, if you dig away at the root causes of areas and parts of the world where violent conflict has erupted, where terrorist activity has taken place, and it goes back to time immemorial, one sees at the heart of this very often issues not just of poverty, most likely, in my view, not of ignorance, but of a sense also of injustice at some wrong that has been done and that is continuing over time, that is not being addressed.
One of the greatest crimes that can occur to an oppressed people is the stealing and taking of their land and property. All legal systems in the world recognize the right of those who are oppressed to rise up and defend themselves and their land against oppressors.
A lot of vicious acts are committed under the banner of jihad, as well as many crimes are committed in the name of the war on terror. But neither can the first be considered as jihad, nor the second be considered as war on terrorism.
States are entitled to use force in very limited circumstances, in self-defense or when authorized by the United Nations Security Council. Sometimes, some would say also, in relation to the protection of fundamental human rights. But even in those circumstances, what they can never do is target civilians.
There is no doubt that targeting non-combatant civilians is against Islamic teachings. This covers the events of 9/11, as well as the events that occurred in London, Madrid, and Sharm el-Sheikh. Likewise, the targeting of non-combatant civilians by military forces is much worse, since governments are supposed to be more responsible. And what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and what's happening in Palestine and Iraq, are much worse.
Young people need to understand themselves and know what they're doing and why they're doing it. Among the problems in our society is that young people have low self-esteem and confidence. It is important that we look at these issues and how to increase their self-esteem and confidence to make them better individuals.
One of the aspects of Islam is charity. When giving charity, Muslims are not supposed to tell people. This information is between themselves and their Creator. It's very difficult not to tell people to make yourself look good. This is human nature, but for this you need jihad. He said, the best form of jihad is the word of truth in the presence of a tyrant.
Peace has always been the first and preferable choice in Islam.
What do you think about a religion which teaches its followers that the best name is peace and the worst name is war. Is it promoting peace or war?
If we want an earth restored without war and without the threat of war, we need to understand that we are all humanely equal. One innocent victim in London or New York is the same as one innocent victim in Gaza and Kabul.